listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are continuing our conversation in the Set Apart to Serve series. We're going to talk with our friend Eden Keefe, president of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today for our Set Apart to Serve series, Eden Keefe, president of LWML, Lutheran Women in Mission. Eden, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Why, thank you. And I just want to tell you, I'm really impressed that you managed to get Lutheran Women's Missionary League, the acronym LWML, and are doing business as Lutheran Women in Mission, all in that introduction.
Thanks.
Nicely done. Five stars.
So now as we use them interchangeably in our conversation, it'll know it's all one organization.
That's right. So you began your service as president of LWML this summer. We were there at the convention. Mm-hmm. It was a blast with thousands of Lutheran women from all across the country there to celebrate God's good gifts, to carry out the work that LWML has been carrying out for how many years has LWML?
Over 80 now. It was 80 as of 2022.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome.
So it was a fantastic summer. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge was there as well.
Yes, we were. So fun.
Had a blast at the LWML convention this summer, and to get to see you being installed and serving as president now for LWML. But you've been greatly involved with LWML for some time now. You've been host of the podcast, On the Go podcast for LWML, and doing a number of things. Before we get into our Set Apart to Serve story, tell us a little bit about where your story began with LWML. When did you first get involved?
I got involved, and this actually might dovetail nicely with the Set Apart to Serve story, because I got involved because my mother and my grandmas were involved. And so I've used this term before, but my sister and I often got voluntold to help with things. So we were involved from an early age. It became more mine after I married and got involved myself in a local congregation. And from there, sort of the ripple effect, because you get involved, you get mentored, you get opportunities. And then I was able to serve on many different levels, the district, and eventually on the national level, both as committee chairman and as vice president of Christian Life. I did an interim for vice president of gospel outreach, and I've served on the quarterly staff in a couple different editor positions. So lots of cross training and wonderful experiences.
Tell us more about your interest in supporting church workers, raising up new church workers.
You know, this is both for me personally and for the organization as a whole, because our mission statement, the very first thing that we say as Lutheran Women in Mission, we joyfully proclaim Christ. And so, wow, if we can support and lift up Set Apart to Serve, if we can recruit and encourage people of all ages to serve in church work positions, we are fulfilling that mission. Right? Because pastors, especially, they're word and sacrament, and we want to have them in our congregations, synodically trained and bringing us that, feeding us with those God's good gifts.
Yeah, certainly, pastors are so important in the Lord's work in the church with word and sacrament ministry. And the Lord has also provided us with other church workers as well who support us in our vocations through teaching and education ministry, care and mercy work as well. So many ways that the Lord uses in church workers. Tell us about some of the ways that LWML has gone about encouraging young people to consider these church work vocations, and even maybe some folks considering it a second career as well. What are some of the ways that LWML has been going about encouraging them?
We have, under one of our departments, Church Workers in Mission Committee, and they are kind of two-pronged, the work that they have been doing. On one side, they want to resource our members to better support and encourage church workers. And on the other side, they want to provide some resources for our church workers. And so we are pretty heavily committed as an organization to supporting that. Excuse me. And I love that you brought up the fact about, you know, teachers and those other church work positions, because I was blessed with a Lutheran school education for part of my education in grade school and then in college. And having them in our Lutheran schools, having our Lutheran teachers in public schools and international schools is a huge blessing to the church globally. And to be honest, I wasn't always aware of all the positions that are available as what they, you know, if you go on the LCMS website, what you see as positions. And I'm guessing that's very true for many of us because we don't see them all in our local congregations. I mean, we might be aware of some of them, but not all of them, all the, you know, the director positions, Christian outreach, as well as Christian education, family life ministry, church ministry. Of course, you know, deaconess is kind of very close to the hearts of LWML as well, and parish music. So I think this has been one really nice thing that happens with when we talk about set apart to serve is just to see all the ways you can serve the church in church work positions.
What are some of the ways that LWML works together with all of the church workers, the pastors and teachers and deaconesses in the church to really help share the gospel of Jesus?
I think we're relational. So we tend to be the ones that will will champion, right? We'll champion our church workers, whether that's a note of encouragement or an invitation to a meal or helping out with the kids. We tend to be, a lot of us, the Sunday school teachers and the BBS group leaders. So we're the ones that are coming alongside the church workers. Obviously, women and men outside of LWML play these roles too. But I think it's all part and parcel of our mission, which as we go on from joyfully proclaiming Christ, it's support missions and equip women to honor God by serving others.
And to attend an LWML convention and see that in the kind of the grand scheme of things, to see that mission work and that support of mission work is just phenomenal, to see the great work of all those little mite boxes and all those who have contributed to those and supporting mission work. What does that look like, that support of mission work around the globe through LWML? Tell us a little bit about like the mission grants and the work that LWML does with that. And we'll talk more in just a moment what that means for Set Apart to Serve as well. But as a whole, what does that support of mission work look like for LWML?
Well, when we're specifically talking about financial support, I love that mite box. That's kind of an iconic symbol. And of course, that's how we started out with those coins. Then we kind of said, well, you know, dollar bills and $5 bills and whatever also fit through that hole. Check fit through that hole. And now, of course, we do a lot of online donations as well. But the mite box continues to be kind of that iconic symbol. And one of the things that's always gone hand in hand with the financial donations is prayer support, which I think is also very, very important because it connects us to our missions and the missionaries and our mission partners, even when we can't maybe do that in person. When you pray for somebody, that's very personal and intimate. And having that as part of what LWML does with our mite box offerings, I think that lends that extra layer of connection. I think we do that pretty well. We're able then to our women in the pew, our women in our districts and zones come to those national conventions on a district level. They come to their district conventions and they vote. They select the mission grants they will be supporting. And I think, again, that's another good connection because they've read about them. They've maybe asked questions about them. They may have been involved with some of them. And they say, we make a commitment. We are going to support this with our prayers and with our offerings. And then they do. So it's an amazing thing. our graphic designer came up with this tiny box, huge impact. Mm. And we have seen that, right? And it's a huge impact, not just on mercy work and mission, but in the gospel proclamation. And I think that's what sets us apart, is we always marry the two, if you will.
Give us more of an overview of some of the ways that LWML has been able to use those grants and all of those mission dollars around the world.
We are blessed. You know, we're never going to really, honestly, know the impact of mm-hmm. all that. And we just trust God that, because we know He'll use those gifts to His glory. We have been in 83 countries in our 80 plus years. We're looking ahead to the next 80. Where will we go now? We have, as of the end of March, we will have fully funded on a national level over 470 mission grants. So that's a huge impact.
Well, I want to talk more about that in just a moment, particularly what that means for Set Apart to Serve, as LWML is also supporting the Set Apart to Serve initiative to raise up new church workers for the future. We'll learn more about that in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Our guest today is Eden Keefe, president of LWML, Lutheran Women in Mission. And we've been learning about the great mission work that LWML does and supporting missions around the world through the mighty work of the Mighty Might Box, Little Box, and a Big Impact. LWML has supported many missions and the Lord's work around the globe. And one of those ways is supporting Set Apart to Serve. Tell us a little bit about your partnership and support of Set Apart to Serve.
Yeah, this is one of those that you could tell really resonated, we'll get it yet, with our voting members at the Milwaukee Convention, because they selected the Set Apart to Serve initiative for a grant of $100,000. And we got to be in St. Louis last week. We were there actually for other meetings, but we came to chapel on the 7th and were able to present that check to Dr. Bonnick and hear him share a little bit of how it will be used and acknowledge our partnership. So that was really exciting.
What are some other ways that LWML is supporting Set Apart to Serve? Because this the big mission grant is just one of those ways.
Right. I think it goes again back to the church workers and mission. It's talking about it as we go out to our district conventions. This is district convention year for Lutheran Women in Mission. And our board will go out as national representatives to each of the district conventions. And we will be lifting up our church workers to the district assembly. So that's another way. Just kind of keeping things in front of people. When our district presidents came into St. Louis for President's Assembly in January, we had Dr. Bonnick come and speak with us about Set Apart to Serve, because these are our leaders out in the districts, and for them to know and be able then to take it back to their district board and kind of let it, you know, trickle down and just talk about it. I think so much of it is just having conversation. And I recently had a conversation with a couple people about Set Apart to Serve, and you may recognize this name, some of your listeners, but I visited a little bit with Kay Wolf, And, you know, we just talked about how do we individually and as Lutheran women in mission support our current church workers? Because it's important, I think, for us in our congregations to support the ones that we've already identified as church workers, because then everybody sees that we support them and we model what a healthy church looks like. She said, we need to support them from identification to certification and beyond. This is not like, oh, we're just going to identify a kid or a youth that we think has gifts to serve in a church work position or career, but to take it beyond that. Yes, to be in conversation, to maybe have them shadow us, have them, you know, be involved with us in our roles in church, whether that is you're a greeter and you ask, you know, it could be your grandchild. It could be somebody else's child. Would you like to greet with me? Would you like to help me with altar guild? Would you like to help serve in the kitchen? But just to get involved, would you like to be in the choir? Just to see what that looks like, and for them to have a place from early on in the life of the church. And then the more you're involved in the life of the church, the more it's easier. It is just easier to have conversations about how that might look like for them. I help go ahead and identify gifts that they have, encourage them as they go off to college, and stay in touch with them. A lot of our LWMLers have kind of college care packages or do notes or emails or texts to our college students just to keep that connection. And then, you know, as we have young people that come back into our congregations and start families, doesn't mean they wouldn't maybe think about second career. So again, you just keep talking about it, I think.
Yeah, those really are critical years, mm-hmm. especially those college years, and having that connection to their local congregation and Lord willing, hopefully a congregation or campus ministry where they are students as well is certainly important. But I know getting those care packages from your home congregation, from your LWML at home, encouraging you and supporting you helps you stay connected to that congregation. You've given some great examples, great practical examples of how important the local congregation is and LWML in those local congregations, supporting and encouraging those who are not only considering church work, but also church workers who are you know, not only identified, but also certified and called and serving in whatever vocation they're given to. Tell me more. Do you have any other personal examples of what that has looked like, what you've seen, those stories of encouraging young people to consider church work, whether it's the mentoring that's happening in the congregation as you, the example that you've given? Any more personal examples where you've gotten to witness that?
Yeah, we are really blessed to have a rostered parish music director. And to see her now, I have grandsons, littles, to see her work with the littles all the way up to the adult choir. And our choirs are not performing for a worship service. When we are in rehearsal and we're talking about the little kids through the youth, through the adults, we are learning about the music. We are learning about the hymnody. We are learning about why it was even chosen for this season of the church or this holiday, this church holiday. And it makes it so much fuller for us to understand what we're singing and what we're bringing. We do handbells too, but it's always like, if you want to reflect on the words to this particular tune, turn to the, you know, LSB number. And so I think we have seen that's one that sometimes maybe gets missed, but we've seen how people can use their gifts of music to enhance not just their lives, but the lives of the church and our worship experience. So I've learned a lot from Lauren about that. I'm just talking to Sarah now.
You know, we love Indians over here.
I do know that.
Well, and you're talking about, you know, part of the culture of the church and people being involved in the church. What other encouragement do you have for the laity in the pews and the women in LWML to just create that culture of respecting and upholding the church workers that you have so that other kids see that it's a position that they may want to do one day?
Yeah, well, and you know, Kay and I also talked a little bit about this because we do recognize that church work can often be sacrificial, whether that's from a laity standpoint or the paid standpoint. And so for us to be very visible in our encouragement, whether that's if we are blessed to have if we are blessed to have men and women in our universities and seminaries from our congregation, to be sure that we support them, that we support other church workers, students at that point. Let's take a look at our districts. How do we support them then when they come back into our district? Is it help with paying off student debt? Is it a welcome package when they come into our congregations? Is it just that introduction and saying, especially for LWML, we are here to support you. We have resources. We will be a partner with you. And the more that people in our congregations see that level of commitment and connectedness and partnership, the more willing I think they will be to step out in faith and explore if a church work vocation is for them.
Beautiful partners in the gospel.
Yeah.
And as we wrap up our time together today, Eden, any final thoughts about the Set Apart to Serve initiative?
Another thing that LWML was just recently blessed and will be doing on March 4th and 15th is to host a dinner at both of our seminaries for our second year students so that we kind of do that touch in that relationship piece and a little bit of education piece before vicars go out on their vicarage and our deaconesses go out for their internship. Just to say, when you get there, look us up, ask for, you know, our help and support. We are here to assist you. And then we'll be here when you go out in the field for your final placement. So that has been a blessing to be able to work with our seminaries in that regard. I want to just say with Set Apart to Serve, please continue to pray for that initiative. Just be a little bit more purposeful and intentional about conversations in your congregations. And if what you've heard about Lutheran Women and Mission, if who we are and what we seek to do resonates with you, I would invite you to check us out at lwml.org and also see how you can get involved in your local congregation and district. Because, again, we do love to support our church work students and our church workers in ministry.
Our guest today, Eden Keefe, president of LWML. Thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golses.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Showing support for KFUO is now easier than ever. You can sport a KFUO shirt, swag, or even socks by visiting our online store. Go to KFUO.org/store and order high-quality KFUO-branded merch. You no longer need to wait for our annual share-a-thon for a chance to show your KFUO spirit. Visually share and wear this ministry out in the world by checking out our selection. Every purchase helps to support our proclamation of Christ for you, anytime, anywhere. Go to KFUO.org/store.